Sportsnation.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's on your mind in this world? I don't know. I saw a glimmer of hope across the horizon this morning. Some beautiful yellow color early in the morning is kind of a nice thing, especially if it's got some oranges and. It looked like kind of breakfast, continental breakfast in the east. Mm-hmm. Have we had this dark, dark, wintry time? Seems to be abating.
Mm.
Yes, it's abating. I have with me, this is Mark, the Freedom Poet. Scott will be along at 9 with the amazing What's on Your Mind program. Kevin Kramer will be joining him at 9. So, folks, if you even want to start the process of calling in and leaving a message for call 855-200-1776, extension 1. And if you want to talk to Leon Francis, who is my co-host this morning, and I, Mark, the Freedom Poet, call us to 855-200-1776, extension 2. Would love to have you with us. I think because we've got some fairly intense warnings from the National Weather Service, I really ought to start with that this morning, folks. Out in Tioga, high wind warning western and central North Dakota Wednesday night into Thursday. It's already going to be Wednesday, you know.
Yeah.
Very strong northwest winds with sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and gusts around 60 miles an hour. Will that tip your van over?
Probably.
So this is probably the last we'll ever see of Leon Francis
because
he's going
man.
A lot of driving today. 60 mile an hour gusts, folks. That's just ridiculous. It's going to occur Wednesday night through Thursday across western, south, central North Dakota in locations such as Williston, Watford City Beach, Dickinson, Headinger, Bismarck, Linton, Wishick. Travel may become hazardous Wednesday night into Thursday. The strong winds may cause some blowing snow. Stay up to date with the latest weather. You know, you can go to weather.gov/biz. High wind warning in effect from 6 p.m. this evening to 6 p.m. Thursday. Then we have blizzard conditions expected a late Wednesday night through Thursday in the Fargo area. Low pressure will drop southeast from northern Saskatchewan toward Lake Superior today into Thursday. A band of snow will develop this morning in central North Dakota and move east through the day, ending in western North Dakota in the afternoon. Brief period of freezing rain on top of it, or sleet, is possible in eastern North Dakota and the Red River Valley before the precipitation ends. Winds will be gusty from the west this afternoon and evening, but temperatures will warm to near freezing or above freezing in some spots. It can be good and bad. An Arctic cold front will plunge south into the northern Red River Valley around midnight, then through the Red River Valley, eastern North Dakota through late night. This Arctic front will be accompanied by some light snow as well. Expect very strong winds from the north to follow this front with wind gusts again to 60 miles an hour at times. Winds will diminish Thursday evening from north to south. Winds predicted are expected to be strong enough to produce very hazardous conditions and near zero visibilities, especially in open country. Travel will likely become impossible Thursday. This is another real blizzard, folks, and those planning travel Thursday should think about making different plans. That blizzard warning is in effect from 3 a.m. until 9 p.m. Thursday. And Grand Forks has a blizzard warning, which is in effect from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. as well. And so the watch is no longer in effect. That blizzard conditions to start tonight. Again, the north winds will increase to 40 to 50 mile an hour. With gusts to 65, possible late night tonight through Thursday. Again, visibility for the Grand Forks area, zero at times. Pretty grim, folks, so please. This is a really good to take the evening off, you know, if you gotta, don't drive out of town. This is just one gust in the wrong place, one zero visibility when you come upon a slippery spot.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody else comes up on you too fast. What's happened, you know, we've had a couple of terrible accidents just out, you know, in the last year that actually resulted in death and were rear-enders in zero visibility situations and then turned into spinning around. And there's a four-car wreck out there just 20 miles east of Fargo last year. Two people died, and very grim. Current temperatures, Fargo 13, Tahoe 16. No, that isn't right. That's yesterday's temps. Okay, we'll get you the current temps.
Current temps, I think, are two degrees.
2 degrees, yep.
And then when is all of this really bad weather starting? Because, like you said, I got a lot of driving to do. And, wow, 60-mile-an-hour wind gust? That's nuts.
Those, these warnings start this night. So, you know, if you can be done during daylight, how far do you have to drive?
I have to go to Grand Forks and then to Fenton.
Okay. Well, you know, after we're done,
I got to get booking, road, man. Jack, I got to book.
I guess you were really happy to hear there was being a Leon has several hats. You know, he's the box doctor and helps people with their computer issues, but also in his non-paid world, he's the chairman of the North Dakota Tea Party Caucus. And you'll probably be surprised to know that Bossermann, who was investigating the IRS investigations of the Tea Party, no charges filed. There'd be no wrongdoing.
Oh, of course.
And, of course, Bossermann has been contributing to Obama to the tune of thousands of dollars.
Now, isn't it great when you have a guy in your pocket that says, hey, do this for me?
Yeah.
And I mean, it is crazy. And this administration, the most transparent, tongue-in-cheek, of course, administration ever in the history. Are you kidding me? I mean, we got all this angst over Christie Gate, you know, the big bridge fiasco and blah, blah, blah. And then you got something like this.
This
something
is serious.
That actually
this is civil
affects.
Rights violation.
Yeah.
This was intentional coercion to affect the outcome of an election.
Yeah, it
at the
was.
Same time yesterday, they're revealing documents that should be screaming at the top of the headlines that within minutes, Obama knew it was an attack from terrorists.
Oh, right.
And created this scenario, folks. People, one after the other, are starting to realize, wait a minute, this is really wrong. Really wrong that have concerted, orchestrated lies to America from Susan Rice going around to all the talk shows and saying it has something to do with some kind of a video that no one has ever seen.
This administration is adversarial to the American fabric in general, to everyone. Everyone should look at all of these fiascos that have been the Obama administration, Benghazi, the IRS, the gun running in Mexico.
Obamacare.
Obamacare. We should look at all of these things, throw them on the table, and go, man, there should be an impeachment. I don't believe it'll happen, but there should. We need to shake up this administration, and I think the Tea Party is just a venue to do that.
I do. Tea Party's aggressive, you know, and I've been having the there's something justice about standing up and saying we're the boss of our government. And
right.
I enjoy it. I've passed out a lot of impeachment forms where we have articles of impeachment for Obama. But remember, it's important to know the analog where we are relative to the last time it got really serious other than Clinton, and that was Nixon.
Right.
Well, he finally, as the talk of impeachment ramped up, he finally dropped out in August of 74. That was 3 months before the midterm election.
Right.
And so we've still got those 7 months as the scrutiny on Obama grows and grows and grows, and the talk of impeachment grows and grows. I really hope that people realize that for our children, because of all of the things he's done wrong. See, the thing about impeachment, the best thing about it is if the 218 people, the simple majority of the House impeach him, then we can get to the bottom of this. Then we can see where we can actually, the Senate can have a full-blown court. And it can have an evidentiary process. And we can find out the truth. We can tell this man doesn't tell the truth. Intentionally, credibility is completely gone, so we can't trust a thing they've done. The only way to do this is we got to hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah, we need discovery, man. I mean, that's what we need right now. We need the court. We need the Senate to say, hey, we need to investigate some of this stuff. And if you look at Obama, and if you're like me, you might lose your grits if you see a smiling face on the TV. But you sit back and you think about all of this stuff that has happened, and with absolutely absolutely no oversight, absolutely no light shed on it, and we need to do that. When by the time this guy is done, we're not even going to recognize our country, which is why I say with the Tea, especially with the Tea Party, we have a lot of work to do, a lot of work, man. We need to take back our state rights. We need that Article 5 with all of the safeguards in place. I believe that we need to start impeachment. Not that I believe that it's going to actually go run its course, but it will absolutely give these guys pause, and it will wake up a lot of people.
It is a huge shot across the bow.
Oh, yeah.
And so every petition that gets signed, also it brings pressure. The more petitions we get signed, the more pressure it brings on the Kramers of the world, who will be on What's on Your Mind at I think the 10 o'clock hour today, folks.
Saddle up, Kramer.
So have your questions ready for Kramer. Leon Francis, I'm Mark the Freedom Poet. We'll be back in a minute.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible. ussnd.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There's going to be a lot of singing happy birthday this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for the 13th time, oil production is up again. 13th record, up 3%. North Dakota's got a lot to be happy about. At the same time, you got the cross currents to slow her down a little bit. And then, of course, the disruption about the derailment and that whole deal. But you know
growing
what?
Growing pains, man. Growing pains.
That's exactly right. And Scott is going to be asking people. He's got a lot of open phone lines today. And I think it's good for us to think about, too. It's a fun thought. in the context of everything else going on in the world. Happy birthday. Happy 125 years for North Dakota.
125 years young.
And, you know, everybody's got North Dakota stories that some people have lived here their whole life. Folks, this is, why do you love North Dakota? Why do you think this is a wonderful state? Do you have some great, especially you that have moved here or are from other places listening? What do you like about North Dakota? We got a lot of people in the Minnesota side. Remember when they was always just making fun of each other?
Yeah.
But I think North Dakota's kind of standing up on its hind legs, man.
Oh, North Dakota is, bar none, the best state in the nation. And I don't just say that with I mean, it is, man. But think about it. Our energy sector is booming. I mean, no one can hold a candle to us, tongue in cheek, no pun intended. But, you know, we throw those.
Flaring is up a little bit.
But flaring is up a little bit.
I love flaring. I call them freedom flares. I love going out there and looking at that. It's beautiful.
Driving out there at night, man, I've taken hundreds of pictures of that. I mean, it is beautiful.
Do you have some of them that turn out great?
I do. As a matter of fact, I'll throw them up on Facebook later on.
But it dots the
landscape, man. And I love the way you phrase that, freedom flares. Oh, man, that means that our economic system here is booming. It is great. And you think about this. What state other than North Dakota could boast having more jobs than people? I mean, you kidding me? I mean, 125 years young, and our economy is robust, and we got the Washingtonian saying, you know, oh, we got to do this, and we got to do this, because our economy is slowing down. And not here, man. We're in a bubble right now.
It's really interesting in North Dakota in the context of, oh, we got to raise minimum wage. Well, I'll tell you what, folks.
Free markets will take care of that, buddy.
You can find jobs that are higher than minimum wage all over North Dakota.
Absolutely. I remember some guy telling me, and I don't know how it is right now, but this was a couple months ago, and he was saying Wendy's out there in Williston, you can get like 12, 14 bucks an hour.
That's right. We're
flipping hamburgers, man. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So we don't have to unionize up and strike, and we want raises now. We don't need to do that because the free market dictates what the wages will be.
America, and of course, then we had that wonderful poll that came out where all of the states were measured according to their freedom index based on opportunity, jobs, hassles from the government, how long you stand in lines, all kinds of the interaction between the people and their government.
So I was at the DMV.
Yeah, I know you had
a long night. But they were North Dakota nice. The girls that were at the counter, and they came and they split us up and everything. If I was in Kansas City, I would probably still be standing in line today.
Well, you know, so they had all of these various indices about the freest place in the United States, had to do with concealed carry, had to do with a lot of constitutional rights and business opportunities and the right to have, the feeling that you could get a job if you wanted it.
Right.
And North Dakota came in number one.
Absolutely, man.
And number two is South Dakota. I mean, this is an amazing place where we live.
So you have to run to the very middle of the country and as far north as you possibly can to get away from the liberal miasma that is engulfing the rest of the country, man. We need to put huge fans. That's what we could use those wind tunnels for. Huge fans to blow the conservatism across the state from North and South Dakota. That's what I'm talking about. Well, use the flares to energy to heat up that air and super.
And you know, I really encourage and I take an opportunity probably just about every day to say, North Dakotans, some of you have some prosperity, and we don't have a Senate race, we don't have a governor race. A lot of you are generous to candidates that you find that are conservative. Hey, there's great candidates around this country that can't be bought. They're running for the Senate. We got 35 Senate races. I'll tell you what, just sixth retires Harry Reid. If we could get 20 constitutional-minded conservatives in the Senate standing beside Lonely Lee and Ted Cruz.
Right.
The more people you have standing together, I mean, just having you come in here, then you and I kibitz about the issues of the day.
Right.
And from our different perspectives, I grew up within literally 20 miles of the Canadian border, just about up in Carlson. You're right there down in the Gulf Coast.
I'm down in the boot, man.
So here we are, and yet we've come in our own different paths to the same philosophy of life, that governs best, that governs least.
How great is that?
But that shows that we still have freedom of thought in America, that you and I could independently come to that in spite of the oppression of the media,
right,
the oppression of the educational system. Here we did it partly, you know, by our environment, and, you know, I had a lot of help from my dad, but you came to these conclusions in spite of your family's perspective on politics.
Yeah. Oh, man.
When did you have that epiphany moment when you say, wait a minute, the socialism and the liberal perspective just ain't right?
Well, I don't even know the exact moment, but I like to tell people, Sojourner Truth said that God moved her, the Spirit moved her.
Tell people a little bit about Sojourner Truth. What a great story.
Well, she was a slave. She was on the plantation, and, you know, she got tired of being a slave. So she figured out the Underground Railroad, and she brought other, after she escaped, she brought other slaves out with her. That's what I'm trying to do, man. I am baptized in the Spirit of Liberty. I'm trying to bring as many of my brethren and my sisters, and I don't care what color you are, I want you off that plantation, man, the government plantation, the one that keeps you dependent on the Leviathan. I want your kids not to have those velvet shackles on that they don't even realize, because our government has given them those rose-colored glasses so they can't see how enslaved they are. I want to wake those kids up, say, hey, man, our way is the best way. Our way will, I mean, you can be comfortable with your government shackles on, or you can be dog tired, maybe a little irate like I am, but free. There is no comparison for me. There is no other option for me except for economic liberty and the freedom of my country, my countrymen and women. I'm sorry. I digress. I haven't had my coffee.
No. Wait a minute. I'm just sitting here smiling because, folks, that is amen stuff.
Yeah.
This is it, because
Statue of Liberty, not the Statue of Subsidy
That's right. And so, folks, if you can look in the mirror and say, what am I doing for my family's future? If my family's future is the limited of how much I can get from aid to dependent children or food stamps, if that's the American dream,
sad.
That's the American nightmare,
folks. It is, man.
Because at the same time, what are you paying for that? You are giving your allegiance to a very corrupt government that is blatant about its corruption.
And
blatant
look at
its track
record, man. Right. I mean, every time the government's hand goes out to you, take a look at the track record behind that hand, man. I mean, if you're looking at the single-parent homes, look at the track record from before the government started helping, and then afterwards. Oh, and now I'll let you.
We're going to be back with more of the Common Sense What's on Your Mind preview, and I want you to be thinking about the new story about the NSA, which is kind of troubling to say the very least. Be thinking about Kramer's visit at 10 o'clock on What's on Your Mind, and happy birthday, North Dakota.
That's a very important question. Every day, What's on Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Well, one, shall we say, bit of fallout from a lack of credibility in your government is, are you getting the willies about the government knowing so much? Now we hear this whole NSA devises radio pathways into computers that are even shut off. And they say, hey, they're not going to use it on us. But and then another story in the Minneapolis Trib today is talking about Obama's defending the use of NSA probes. There's other groups, entire groups that are saying, hey, we haven't stopped a single terrorist attack with the NSA prying into people's privacy. And then at the same time, we have this analysis of our phones, the vulnerabilities. And I'm going to ask you as a TI guy, can they, this is a question, can they or anybody be checking out your cell phone about the content of text?
Oh, man. The technology out there is scary. Right now, if I wanted to, and I'm just going to use it on a me and you level right now. If I wanted to, I could, if I had maybe 10 minutes access to your phone, $50 for the software, I could see whatever you text, whatever you sent to someone, the numbers you call. I could even record your phone calls from my phone, and you would never know it unless you took it into, like, you know, the spy shop on 13th here, or you brought it to a guy like me. So,
but somebody would have to physically, in that case, would have to physically had to penetrate your phone.
Well, I could do that. But with the technology being what it is now, and with our government being so cozy with our carriers now, with all these different phone carriers, if you have a smartphone, then they can see whatever you do. And I always tell people, you should be careful of whatever you text, whatever your topic of conversation is, because if they want it, they can get it.
Well, is this happening in private hands? Is this starting to become more and more?
It's mostly done in, you know, at the local level. But the scary part about it is how everyone is integrating. So if Obama needs something from our local police, they're going to get it. Or and especially with the laptops and the computers. I don't know if people realize it, but for about, I want to say 10 years, we've had the technology to turn your computer on or off remotely. I mean, you don't even need to be there. You could have your computer turned off, your laptop turned off, and someone can physically from another location turn it on. And if you think that our government wouldn't use that in the defense of itself, you know, for national security, you're crazy. We need to, and our safeguard against unauthorized searches and seizures and things like that is people like Kramer voting to strengthen our privacy laws and make sure those guys are held accountable.
Okay, now you get to the absolute meat of the subject. How would you strengthen privacy laws?
We have to have people like Kramer not vote for things like CISPA or NDAA or any of these internet privacy, the things that when the government says, hey, we need this, we're not going to do A, B, and C, always, you should always have in the back of your mind that the government absolutely can and will do A, B, and C. So we need people like Kramer to our Fourth Amendment, I believe it is, for the unlawful
search and seizure and securing your person and papers. And some people say that, well, that doesn't mean your phone conversation.
It absolutely does.
It absolutely does. Of course it does. But privacy, we need to maybe even articulate this. We might even need to go Article 5 and really articulate the right of privacy.
We have a lot of work to do, man.
We do. But, folks, it's doable work.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, what we're talking about is the ability of the states to change our Constitution. We can't have a government spying on law-abiding people.
They will, though. And think about this. Our kids are growing up in an era where they do not believe they have an expectation of privacy. Do you understand how many times I've heard that? You don't have an expectation of privacy? Yeah, we do. From our government. Not from Mark. Not from, like, my wife if she wants to see if I'm cheating on her. And I'm not, honey. I'm not. But think about it, man. We have an expectation of privacy from our government. That's why the whole thing was set up. And yet our kids today, if you ask them that, they'll tell you, you don't have an expectation of privacy because we have drones and we have helicopters and we have airplanes and cameras and all of that stuff.
You see, privacy, the ability to have free movements, this whole thing about tracking where your car is going, all of the whole lack of privacy
sector.
Of travel. If you know somebody's travel, if you know their phone records, if you can have access to their computers, turn it on and off, folks, we are already in Brave New World.
Yep.
But we can stand against it. It gets a little trickier, but we've got to have ways of surveilling that, of being able to identify these intrusions.
Oh.
And because just what is the right to bear arms matter if the government knows exactly where everybody is at every moment, what they're saying, who they're talking to, everybody that owns a gun, and you know
what kind of guns you own, and I don't like to be the guy that scares everybody, but the technology out there is, one, it's phenomenal, but two, it's frightening because there is so much we can do with technology. And if you think about it, our government is light years ahead of the private sector right now. I mean, they have things that we don't even know about. RFID chips, smart everything that can track and monitor, data points that can basically tell you what you had for breakfast last week.
The whole Common Core and Obamacare, all of it filtering all kinds of data, hundreds and hundreds of data points into a common collector hubs.
Yep.
Where literally
we have a state, though, and that's the way they get around it. They can't do this whole data collection federally. They can't do that. But what they do is they get our states to sign on, and they get this money, give the money to the states, and then the states essentially become their own data center.
Well, you know, now they've shown how they feel about the Tea Party, literally neutralizing the Tea Party in the elections of 2012 shamelessly, and give the case to a Bosserman who is a big contributor to Obama, saying there are not going to be any charges.
Yeah, that's
one of the most egregious civil rights violations. So we see their point of view.
Right.
We see how they treat unfairly people that disagree with them politically and religiously. This is very, very serious, folks. It's fundamental for the freedom of your children. It is getting worse and worse.
It is.
You don't have to get too creative to imagine where this is going.
1984, man.
That's right. Well, we're going to have, this is a very challenging time, but the people are waking up.
Let's not scare the people. All right.
If you want to have somebody, let's just do a commercial, though.
Right.
If somebody is worried about their stuff, can you check out their phone? Can you check out, or do you fool with phones too, or do you mostly just work on computers?
Laptops and computers, and only with my closest friends will I do a phone. I'll do a quick scan on a phone, but And I know, guys, I mean, seriously, if you suspect that you might have some tracking spyware or malware on your phone, I could recommend you a guy. And as a matter of fact, I might think about venturing into that.
It seems like a way where there's a need, where there's a curiosity, a paranoia.
Yeah.
I know some people are really paranoid. They have, let's say they have somebody that's been stalking them or somebody that they have a disagreement
yeah.
with, even politically or maritally. And so they're feeling like their privacy, they don't have any freedom of movement, they don't have any freedom of speech, or even who they can talk to. There is a growing sense, a lot of people, I am being scrutinized. And, you know, so there needs to be.
I'm just going to open up a whole new little sector in my business,
you know,
there, man.
You got these tech-wise kids, man. I really think you ought to think about it.
Mm.
You know, maybe we can do some kind of market test because, folks, this is real. Wouldn't you like to know that your car is clean, your computer's clean, your phone is clean, that you have some autonomy?
I'll be your IT and spy guy. Good deal. Anyway,
are you gonna wear more sunglasses and stuff then?
Oh, always, man. I'm gonna have the aviators on. I'm gonna rock the mirror fronted aviators. Yeah,
and
I can dig it. And I'm gonna grow the fro out too.
And well, that's cool.
I don't know where that entered into the conversation, but
but here's a great New York Times story: running on fumes in North Dakota. Since 2006, North Dakota's oil boom has been a beacon for recession-ravaged America. The oil towns in the western part of the state are land of possibility and opportunity, a Kuwait on the prairie where the American dream is alive and well in the rural heartland. At least that's the sales pitch that has lured thousands of job seekers. So anyway,
And I already hear people bashing what North Dakota is doing here. And I want to say, we have growing pains now, but that's a good thing. It's what happens in a robust economy. When things start moving and shaking out and growing, yeah, you're going to have a couple of bumps in the road. It should not discourage us. And those guys way up in New York City and Washington, they have not a clue how to be as profitable as we are. So take it with a grain of salt and just be proud that we are 125 years old and we are doing that movie that Brad Pitt did. He say and cousin, business is a booming. That's what's going on right now.
Sure.
So,
and of course then the story goes on to be critical of somebody that didn't make enough money, basically round the clock special delivery driver when a rig or a pump jack breaks down, talking about UPS on steroids. And life can be agonizing, tight housing market, inflated rents to Manhattan levels. So the New York Times, of course, couldn't let it alone and had to talk about some of those negatives. But, folks, it's the birthday of North Dakota. And one thing I have noticed, having just moved here, I lived out in Tioga in the radio station, so I voted out there for the first time. Now I have North Dakota license plates, and I've moved here, and I'm trying to get involved politically and so forth. And then I have noticed in growing up in Minnesota that North Dakota was regarded as stepchildren. If people kind of look down there, there's a snobbishness towards North Dakota. And I have seen a whole different attitude about an awakening of pride and confidence in North Dakota. And, you know, when you think my grandkids can get a job, my kids can get a job and they don't have to go to a socialist university to get one. They can get a really good job and work up. There's a lot of upward mobility opportunities. There's management jobs in fast food restaurants. I knew a young lady that was getting, I think it was $20 an hour driving a water truck and had a chance to go up to $26 an hour previously and being trained how to drive a water truck out there in the oil patch. That's pretty good, you know?
Right.
And
they don't have to go all the way out to New York City to get a decent job. And you're right. We can keep our kids here and conservative. The more kids we keep here thinking the North Dakotan way, the better, in my opinion.
And then the Bison didn't hurt, you know, having this outrageous, successful football program.
Hey, Paul, leave the kids here, man.
Yeah.
You go to Wisconsin if you want.
Wyoming
if you want. But leave the kids here, man. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're going to be back with a little bit more What's on Your Mind update. You can call us, Leon and I, or wait.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
hassle-free lake living starting at $150,000. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Jared Olson from Chase on the Lake. Tell me more.
Basically, we have units starting at $150,000 going up to around $400,000. Anywhere from a studio to a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Units right on the water, right on the beach. They range in square footage anywhere from 600 up to about 1,300 square feet. Nice part about the units here is when you do purchase, you have an optional rental program so that when you're not using them, you can rent them out to try to generate some income and offset your cost.
You have the history. You know already what they're going to be able to generate income from that, right?
Yeah, we have the last 3 years of history. This year, my highest grossing unit did $40,000 in rents, and we've seen 10% growth in the last 3 years across the board. So, you know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to get more revenue coming in, so it's a perfect time to buy. We also just did decrease the price on the units by 35% this year.
Give Jared a call at 218-209-5366. Or go to chaseonthelake.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Oh man, blizzard warning.
Whoa.
The only drawback of North Dakota is the cold weather, man. Other than that, you know, it's a beautiful place to live.
Scott said something that it cheered me right up. He said we only have a handful of really, really bad days.
Huh.
And when you think about that. Really, really bad days, only a handful. And he's right, generally.
He's right.
You know, you can have protracted periods. I think we had like 90 hours of sub-zero, and that's a little painful when you throw in some wind, which is coming, folks. I got to reiterate, the blizzard conditions expected late Wednesday. That's today, folks, the Fargo area through Thursday. You got similar warnings in Grand Forks. Strong low pressure coming southeast from northern Saskatchewan towards Lake Superior today into Thursday. The snow is going to develop this morning in central North Dakota, move east through the day, ending in eastern North Dakota in the afternoon. A brief period of freezing rain or sleet possible in eastern North Dakota in the Red River Valley before the precip ends. Winds will become gusty from the west this afternoon and evening, but temperatures will warm to near freezing. Then an Arctic cold front will plunge, I hate that word, south into the northern Red River Valley, midnight through the Red River and through the late night. This Arctic front will be accompanied by light snow as well, and expect very strong winds. So this is the thing that just palpitates me. From the north, to follow this front with wind gusts to 60 miles an hour.
Come on!
The winds will diminish Thursday evening from north to south. So this situation's going to be the blizzard warning in effect from 3 a.m. This morning coming up, folks, till 9 p.m. on Thursday.
I'm going to camp out over a flare site, man.
And then listen to the winds in the blizzard warning for Grand Forks. North winds will increase to 40 to 50 miles an hour. This is the winds. With gusts to 65 miles an hour possible.
Wow.
That's almost a hurricane. How crazy is that? So, folks, this is serious. No travel. Could have absolutely zero visibility. We also have National Weather Service warnings for Tioga. High wind warning, western, southern, south, central North Dakota, Wednesday night into Thursday. Very strong northwest wind. Sustained winds, 40 to 40 miles and gusts to 60 there. And so, this is... includes the locations Williston, Watford City, Beach, Dickinson, Hettinger, Bismarck, Linton, Wishick. Basically, this whole state's going to have some real challenges, it sounds like.
We're going to be the Windy City, sounds like.
Yes, it is, and very, very cold. And then with the possibility of sleet, so you can have some really nice crystal formations
the
on the road,
and then cover that
with some snow, and then on top of that have excruciating gusts and profound wind.
So bottom line, be careful.
Be
if you don't have
careful.
To be out, don't be out. Don't be like me.
No.
You know,
and please,
safe.
And you be careful too. Don't, you know, I know you people want to get their computer running and working, but what? Just don't put yourself at risk.
Oh, man. I'm not. I'm a smart guy.
We
man.
Need you, man. A couple of sports headlines. We are moving towards an iconic battle for the ages. This is Sonny. This is like Frazier and Ali when you see Brady.
Yeah.
Think about this now. Brady set records by passing the records that Peyton Manning had set. Then Peyton Manning passes the records that Brady had set. But they have not met in a playoff since 06. You know, the Brady with New England Patriots has got 3 Super Bowl rings.
Right.
Since he got his last one, he's been beaten by Peyton's little brother Eli twice, who's picked up 2 Super Bowl rings. And
wow.
Now Peyton has the greatest year in the history of football. 57 touchdowns already. Yards through the kazoo. So these guys are arguably the 2 of the best, at least 5. Some people say they are the 2
best.
I mean, right up there with Favre and right up there Johnny
right.
Unitas and Marino. These guys are, but to have 2 of them facing each other, this is really a battle for the ages. This Sunday at 1:00, folks. To the Super Bowl. Do you have a lean any which way?
I don't. I don't have a preference.
I've been following Peyton for a long time, and I admire him greatly. I think he's a consummate pro.
Right.
Denver's kind of like my second team. The Vikings are trying to get to the playoffs next year. They're interviewing Zimmer for a second time, and now Wilf and them are going to meet. The ownership's going to meet with the Cincinnati Bengal defensive coordinator. He's done a really good job for the Bengals. So Mike Zimmer is way up on maybe a new coach. As a nice guy, Frazier, but indecisive Frazier was fired. Unfortunately, the Wild, who have been playing well this year, lost their second game of 2014. They got shut out. They got some of their great stars like Koivu and Parisi out. And we're going to see the Timberwolves play Sacramento tonight. And that's about it on the sports. As we move along, we're going to have folks... You can get ready to call at the top of the hour, and Scott will be out there doing the What's on Your Mind program. And that number, get ready, because Kramer will be on, I think, at 10:00, 800-228-0550. And so he has open lines for a lot of today's show, except for the segment with Kramer. And, you know, that's...
Can you call in when Kramer's on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If
right.
you guys want to, I mean, this is your chance to vet this guy. I mean, this guy's going to be asking for your vote. He could coming up pretty quick.
And you know, there's an issue.
Yeah, there he are got a couple of issues.
He got a disappointing conservative rating from Heritage Action.
I wasn't going to beat up on him.
But I'm saying that's... That's a high profile issue, and it will come up.
Yeah.
And
your conservative views.
Right.
The Common Sense Club is conservative. Does Kramer represent your views?
So that question will be asked, and they're going to deal with voting records, and that's real. So thank you so much for listening today. I'll be back, the Common Sense Club. What's on your mind up next? Have a great day. Stay safe. Stay warm.
Stay warm. Stay off the street if
Thanks,
you don't have
Leon.
To be. Thanks, Mark.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.